Have you ever wondered why mechanics love engines? I have been called a motorhead myself. I spent all afternoon in my junior and senior years in Automec. My 1973 Chevy Nova Super Sport was my favorite. But I don't want to digress. Why do mechanics love engines? Mechanics love engines because they know engines. Now, as much as I like engines, I dislike computers. But there are people who love computers. Why do computer nerds love computers? Well, it's because they know computers. I'm at my worst when I got a computer problem. Why is the mother at an execution the only one crying? Well, it's because she knows her son. She loves the one about to be executed. We love more what we know more. St. Thomas Aquinas said clearly, we cannot love what we do not know. We cannot love what we do not know. That is why, as our Lord hung dying on the cross, he prayed the prayer, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. They did not know. That is why they killed him. Had they known him, they would have loved him. How many souls say at the end of life, I wonder how many say, had I known Jesus, I would have loved Jesus. It's not only knowing about Jesus that you read from a book. I'm talking knowing the person of Jesus Christ from the heart, which involves an experience of meeting Jesus. It's one thing to It's one thing for you to say, yeah, I know Monsignor Schumacher. It's a completely different thing for you to say, yeah, I've met him. Maybe it's better just knowing him. When we meet somebody, we experience them heart to heart. In today's gospel from Mark, our Lord is no longer on or around the sea. He's walking and he's teaching. We had the 8th chapter today. In the 9th chapter, our Lord will be walking to Galilee and to Capernaum. In the 10th chapter, Judea, Jericho, Jerusalem. As our Lord is walking, what is he doing? He's teaching his disciples a deeper understanding of who he is. He's teaching them a deeper understanding of who he is because our Lord wants to be loved more by his disciples. Peter speaks up for the disciples and confesses Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah. He had the right answer. But his knowledge was not complete because Peter couldn't understand how this Messiah, whom he just confessed as the Christ, Peter could not understand how this Messiah had to be rejected, had to suffer, and had to die. That's why Jesus said to him, "Get behind me, Satan. You're not thinking as God thinks. Get behind me." Even those who lived with our Lord, listened to our Lord, walked with our Lord, Even these disciples had a long way to go before they had a full understanding, before they had a full knowledge of who Jesus is. And that can happen to us as well. I know some people get stagnant in living their faith because they feel like they have a long ways to go. They feel like they always have a long ways to go to love our Lord more. And we ought not be discouraged by that, because Peter and the disciples also had a long way to go. You who come to Mass regularly, you are the core faith of the church, the faithful, and inspiring by your presence and respected for that, without a doubt. But there's a somewhat of a danger. We can sometimes think that we just have to go to Mass to go to Mass. Well, we do have to go to Mass. But when we walk through that door, we should pray and expect more. The prayer in coming to Mass should be, Lord, give me more. I want to know Jesus more. Help me experience our Lord heart to heart more. Because we know our knowledge is incomplete, and it is only the gift from on high that can answer that prayer. Help me, Lord. And that prayer will not go unanswered. So keep at it as the disciples of our Lord kept at it. There are highs and lows as we live our lives of faith in Jesus Christ, without a doubt. But just remember, when you ask more, when you come to Mass, not only are the gifts and graces of God irrevocable, but also the gifts and graces of God can never be exhausted. They can never be exhausted. So as you know, it's been said, be patient as your life unfolds. Today's gospel also teaches us that we ought to be patient as our faith unfolds. Amen.